This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York with a question. Are you ready for the rise of the software robots? They're on the horizon regardless. Once in an obscure market, they've suddenly surged in power. No less than three startups hit the jackpot, in fact, with soaring valuations in tow. The details, but first, these tech headlines. Tesla said on Tuesday that the Justice Department has opened an investigation into the company following CEO Elon Musk's surprise tweet in August that he had secured funding to possibly take the electric car maker private. The company said it received a request for voluntary documents last month. On August 7th, Mr. Musk surprised investors when he tweeted that he was considering taking Tesla private for $420 a share. Since then, Tesla's stock has fallen roughly 25% as prospects for a deal rose and fell. The shares are down roughly 8% this year after rising about 46% in 2017. As it turns out, SpaceX's first moon tourist is a Japanese billionaire. Yusaku Maezawa plans to invite up to eight artists to join him on a 2023 lunar mission. They will circle the moon and return, the company's founder and chief executive Elon Musk said at an event Monday evening. Journal writes that with SpaceX substituting a bigger, more powerful rocket currently under development called the BFR, the anticipated mission has been pushed back several years. SpaceX hasn't disclosed costs for the Mammoth rocket or its associated spaceship, but at Monday's event, Mr. Musk said it would likely end up around $5 billion. And Google's Android system is set to power dashboard media display. The Renault-Nissan-Mitsubishi alliance, which together sells more vehicles than any other automaker, is picking Alphabet Inc.'s Google to provide the operating system for its next-generation infotainment system. The journal writes that automakers traditionally have been reluctant to cede control of the space to tech rivals, in part because they see the tech as generating valuable consumer data that can be then turned into new revenue streams. The journal's Tim Higgins and Chester Dawson have more at WSJ.com. Straight ahead, startups hit the jackpot thanks to the rise of the software robots. The power of software robots are currently surging values for no less than three startups. After years toiling in obscurity, startups like UiPath, Blue Prism, and Automation Anywhere have suddenly hit the jackpot in the market for so-called software robots. Joining us now with more on the road, actually, is Wall Street Journal reporter Rolf Winkler. Hi, Rolf. Thanks for taking a few minutes.
Thank you, Tanya.
So first off, software robots, as we're calling them, these basically mimic humans to complete mundane back office tasks. Can you give us some examples?
Sure. What I wrote about was something called robotic process automation. It conjures images of a cyborg army, maybe doing work in back offices. Not really. Imagine something akin to an Excel macro, if you've ever used Excel as a spreadsheet. And if you haven't, it's basically training software to do a task, a repeatable task that a human normally has to do. For instance, I have to open an email and open up a PDF attached to the email and then look at numbers in the email and then enter them, simple data entry, into another company database. These are a lot of steps that are pretty rote, pretty simple, but typically it takes a human to complete them. Software has gotten sophisticated enough that you can train it to do some of these very simple rote tasks.
Yeah, and it seems like, timing is coming into play quite nicely here. And, you know, as is the case with AI, it's all been a work in progress. These companies have existed for a while, but, you know, we're currently in this buzz craze of AI, and the word robot is certainly a marketable one. It seems like timing for these startups in particular you wrote about is crucial here.
It's an interesting industry. You have a collection of companies that were founded all in 2005 or earlier and have just sort of hung on. We're all always very small until about late 2015, 2016, they started to take off. And by mean take off, we have a company in the UK that listed their shares March 2016, and they're up 30x since then. A couple startups, one from Romania, actually, that just got valued at $3 billion. That's 6 months after it was valued at $1.1 billion and 15 months after it was a $100 million company. Another that just did its first round of funding ever at nearly a $2 billion valuation in July. So you have a pretty steep trajectory. And it has to do with what you just said, which is there's this great confluence of events here for these companies. One, their products work. They can do a pretty nifty task, if simple, for corporate back offices. It really saves money. Replace humans with robots that can work 24 hours a day, much more efficiently, much more cheaply. Software robots, again. So it works, but also we're in a period when artificial intelligence is sexy. A lot of companies are suddenly buying it, and people are getting excited about sort of the trajectory of these companies.
Yeah, and so now these companies can open up offices worldwide, nowhere to go but up, it seems. In particular, this market is poised for growth if ever there was one. Do we have any kind of numbers or any kind of stats to back that up?
Yeah, Forrester says that this market, which was roughly $300 million market in 2016-ish, a little more than that, is going to be a little more than a $1 billion market this year. But that trajectory is going to continue. The problem here is that while these products, these software robots can complete very simple tasks in the back office, beyond that, they can't do a lot. So really what the excitement is for these companies, the reason investors are bidding them up so much is they think, well, can these companies kind of be that platform, that hub where other companies that want to do real AI, more sophisticated software that can actually teach itself to complete tasks on its own, will these companies sort of be the Trojan horse that gets that software into company, right? Building off their existing software that companies are using today.
Very interesting. I encourage listeners to head to your article at WSJ.com. It's some interesting stuff there in terms of where things are at and where things are going. Rolf, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tanya.
And that is Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.